Everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from New Zealand, the Brett Track. We're doing the second part of the Dream Alliance of the Future. Last time we talked about the countries you kind of have to have, countries where the lift is low, the payout is high, and the cultural connections are strong. So France, Japan, Mexico, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Today we're going to talk about the ones that are a little bit more of an effort or a little bit more of a reach. Let's start in the Western Hemisphere. It's two countries that are border one another, Argentina and Chile. Both of them have a lot of resources that are going to be in scarce supply in the world to come, especially food out of Argentina. But neither of them really have significant strategic complications. So these are kind of like friends plus, if you will. Let's see. Next, let's move over to Southeast Asia. Those are the countries that are going to be like the really economic powerhouses in the future. Vietnam kind of made the first list, but the rest of Southeast Asia, most notably Singapore, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Indonesia, are definitely high up on the countries you're going to want to be with. All of them have pretty good demographics. All of them have an existing industrial plant. None of them have a recent history of going to war with one another. And as the Chinese system falls apart, this is the part of the world that is probably going to be most likely to pick up a lot of those pieces. So they won't have an economic miracle in the way that China did. It won't be that unhealthy, but it'll last longer. It'll be more durable. It'll be higher value added. And unlike China, these are consumption-led economies all. The only complication in there is Thailand. Thailand is already significantly aging demographically, so probably only has about 30 years left before it's in a German-style demographic decline. A lot can happen in 30 years, so I don't want to write them off yet. But if things don't change, they will definitely be eclipsed by countries like Vietnam. But these countries, low security heartburn, high economic payout. Beyond that, a couple that are really problematic. The first is Oman in the Middle East, and really that is the only country in the Middle East that I think is really worth having a long-term relationship with. It's not nearly as cray-cray as places like Saudi Arabia, and it commands the opening to the Persian Gulf. So no matter what American foreign policy ends up being or not being in the Persian Gulf, having the ability to project power into it from the outside through Oman is brilliant. Also, if there's one thing that everyone in the Persian Gulf agrees on, whether it's Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, or Iran, it's that the Omanis are okay. They are a great interlocutor. They're a great mediator for anything that's happening in the region, no matter how blammy it gets. So it'd be lovely to have them in the outer circle of allies. And then the final one is one I almost didn't consider, but in the world we're moving to, a lot of the places where raw materials come from are going to be really unstable. And there are a few places in the world that are just have so much of it in incredible concentration that we're going to need them one way or the other. And the two countries in question are Saudi Arabia and the Congo. These are countries that are massive producers of raw materials. They do very little with refining, very little with value added. They're basically mines with people. And we're going to have to figure out some way to continue to access the copper, the cobalt, the platinum, the palladium, the diamonds, and all that other good stuff that these two countries just have in spades. Because if we can't figure that out, the only other real player in the world that is going to be able to produce the volumes of material we need, it's Russia. And the whole point of going away from globalization is that you lose those strategic complications. So Congo, South Africa, despite all of their problems, and there's a list, so much better than dealing with Moscow.